Wiped Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. When we left the camp on the morning of September the 16th, it was still dark and teeming with rain. We piled into two Japanese open trucks. Ours was driven by Amano, and he looked as if he hated every minute of it. 60 of us finally got away, we 24 sisters and 36 other British, mainly nurses, including Scottish Helen, believing her ears at last. The two Dutch paratroops escorted us, just to keep an eye on the drivers in case they started any fun and games.
How far is it to the station? Anyone know?
12 miles, I think. Who said we'd travel at the usual breakneck speeds? We couldn't go any slower without stalling.
But we are going. I still can't believe it. I thought Jeff had gone a wee bit daft.
The bell there?
But that it was a lot of clish McClammer.
A lot of what, Helen?
Clish McClammer. I couldn't believe her.
You'll have to talk English, Helen.
Well, you can. When she came in sick of pother, I couldn't ken what she was blithering about. And at that time of the night, it was so late, you can.
It's no good, Helen. What with you being excited, the noise of the truck in the rain, I can't understand a word of it.
Sounds like Jabberwocky.
Well, listen, we're stopping.
What is the matter?
Have we broken down?
Stopping.
Have we broken down?
Here, you. What have we stopped for?
Rare, no good. I'll have to fix some.
Oh, I hope it won't take long. This rain's awful.
I wonder what's wrong.
Don't tell me we're going to be the girls that walked home.
Yes, sir. Very bad.
What has gone wrong?
This not any good. Don't want this.
What's he doing? He seems to be yanking something out of the engine.
This piece no good.
Give me that.
Rolly broken no down. Won't go.
Well, he threw something into the bush at the side of the road.
Who has our paratroop?
No, Amano.
So sorry. Have to stay now. Can't go. So sorry.
What does he mean we can't go? What's he talking about?
He's just trying to stop us getting out, the swine.
Well, he seems to have succeeded. What do we do now?
The Dutch lad has gone into the bush with a light. He's looking for something.
Well, he'll never find anything in there.
Oh, yes, he has. He's coming back.
Here, George.
Who's George?
That's what Dutchie calls Amana.
Oh.
Will you look at Amana's face? It's murderous.
George, when they need this.
Not any good. This face, not any good.
Put it back and try, George. And get a move on. It's getting late.
No good, no good.
After a lot of tinkering about, the truck started again and lurched on through the rain. Amano saw to it that the truck broke down every half mile. Each time he would get out, remove a piece of engine, and throw it in the undergrowth on the side of the road. And each time the Dutchman would find it, hand it back, and say, "You may need this, George." And off we'd go again. When daylight came, The rain stopped, and so did the truck for the umpteenth time. Oh, this time I think it really has broken down.
Could you blame the poor thing?
I'm getting tired of this. We've been traveling for hours.
If we miss that train, I'll strangle Amana.
Hey, listen. There's something coming down the road.
I can't hear anything.
Yes, there is. Another truck.
All out. Hop out, sisters. What? You'll get into this other truck.
Not me.
But Helen.
I'll no go back. If I have to stay here for the rest of my life, I'll no go back.
We are not going back. This truck will turn and take us to the station. Should have met us long before this.
Well, all right. But I'll no get into it until it's turned around.
Good old Helen. You stick to your guns.
Well, come on. Hurry up. Let's get all the stuff out, ready to pile into the other truck.
This is more like it. What a wonderful thought to put these two couches in the back.
Such comfort.
Not a Nipponese idea,
either. Oh, now I really feel we're on the road leading back.
There's a track leading back to an old-fashioned shack along the road to Gundagai.
We were soon at the station, where we were met by British and Dutchmen who had managed to get into town from their camp somehow, just to see that there was not any funny business and that we got away safely. Hayden Leonard and Flying Officer Brown were at the station waiting for us. And what a story they had to tell.
Are we glad to see you? We'd just about given up hope of finding you.
But why? Didn't the Japs tell you where the camp was?
The Japs wouldn't tell us anything.
But Mr. Leonard, what were they going to do with us? Keep us there forever?
I don't know, sister, but we only found you by accident in the inn.
This seems incredible.
Oh, it was. We'd searched and asked everywhere and been told there were no women at all in the area. Then we asked a native just by chance, and he said there were women in a camp about 12 miles away. Then we ran across the two Dutch coves, and here we are.
But how did you get here at first? To Sumatra, I mean.
Oh, we flew in. We landed at Lahat Aerodrome. That was a bit tricky. I think it had old Brownie a bit worried.
Why? Is it a bad feel?
Oh, not that so much, sister, but we weren't sure if it was mined or not, or whether we'd find a Jap welcome committee with the wrong sort of welcome.
But if it had been mined, what would have happened?
Oh, the usual thing, you know. Hell of a bang, and they'd have had to send two other Japs out to find you. But it was pity, Keg.
Is your plane still there? Will it be all right?
Oh, no. They went back to Singapore.
They're waiting to come in for us as soon as we say the word.
I think all the stuff is stowed on the train. The others are aboard. I think we'd better get cracking.
Where's the train driver?
Oh, that's a point. Now, shouldn't there be warning whistles blowing, signs of impatience to be off?
Well, we'll get in anyway.
I'll go and stir the chappy up. Probably doesn't know we're ready to go.
He's leaning out of the engine. Looks as if he's having a sleep.
I'll soon shake him up.
I say, Jeff, look at the mob of nips that are arriving.
You think they've come to cheer us on our way?
Not by the look of them. Come on, we better get in.
We better hurry up. Things look a bit nasty.
Righto, Charlie, take it away. Come on, vamoose, pronto!
What's the matter with the driver? Why doesn't he go?
I don't think he understands English.
Now what do we do?
Well, make noises like a train. Look here, you've got to start. Like this. Chuff, 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 chuff,
chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff,
chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff,
chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff.
It just seems the driver doesn't want to take the train out, Helen. We might be here for quite some time.
What are the two laddies doing?
Trying to tell the driver to start.
I see, but he won't.
What?
Not yet a while.
No.
Not till 8 o'clock.
But Helen, why?
Well, it seems that he's been driving this train to La Hut for years, and it goes at 8 o'clock and not before.
But this is a special.
No, I doubt that will move him. We may as well possess our souls in patience.
Well, as long as the Japs don't take this moment to cut up rough.
They'd have a bit of trouble with the men if they did.
Oh, dear. I know it's funny, but I do hope nothing goes wrong. Not now at the last moment.
Oh, don't worry, Ioli, it won't.
Tom,
it can't.
Chop, 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 chop,
cameras. We're away at last. Now we can relax.
I wish I had a camera.
Whatever for, Blanche?
I'd like to have had a snap of our departure. The different expressions of the two groups of men.
Oh, yes.
First the cheers and the waves as we passed our fellows. And then the looks of sheer hatred on the faces of the Japs.
Oh, with any luck, that's the last time we'll ever see that again. Oh,
I'm tired. Hear what the wheels are saying?
Hear what, Shorty?
The train wheels. Listen.
Going home, going home,
going home. Hear them?
Going home,
going home,
going home,
going home, going home, going home, going home.
We sat back and let the wheels chant to us. I watched the country pass us, mile after mile of sweating jungle, a moist green hell overrun with yellow devils. I thank God that this was the last time I would see it. We arrived at La Hutte at midday. It was terribly hot, and we were longing to get out of the train. But as we pulled into the station, Hayden Lennon sent word for us to stay put, that he'd be back in a few moments. Now that we'd stopped, the train was like an oven. We were visibly melting.
My uniform didn't look very fine when we left camp, but... Well, I say, look at it now.
I know. I'm just melting away in mine. Oh. I hope we're not left here too long.
So do I. Hey, Shorty.
Yeah?
Look at that odd collection of natives gathering just over there.
Where?
Over there.
Japs?
No, they're not Japs, Jeff.
I don't see anything wrong with them, Blanche.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, unfriendly-looking characters.
Yeah. See that again?
Oh,
well. At all.
Let's have a game of mahjong while we sit here. How about it, Jeff?
Not me. I'm too hot and anxious.
Well, may we have a lend of your set then?
Oh, of course, Shorty. I'll go and get it for you.
Oh, Shorty! What's the matter?
I haven't got it.
You haven't... What do you mean? You haven't even looked for it yet.
No, I haven't got it. It's sitting on the table in Hut 13.
You mean the little set we made you for your birthday?
Yes.
Oh, Jeff, you can't have left it.
But I have.
What's the matter, Jeff?
My little mahjong set.
Yes?
I've left it at the camp.
Oh, you
Here
haven't.
Come the boys back. Now we won't be long.
Jeff.
Look, for goodness sake, what's the matter, Jeff?
Look, it was right on the table before your very eyes. What?
Oh, Blanche, she's left the mahjong set we made for her.
Oh,
it's sitting back on the table.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid there's nothing else for it.
Bad sure. But it won't be for long, huh?
Why, what's our next move to me, Mr. Leonard?
Well, there's been a bit of a hitch. Only one plane can get across from Singapore.
Oh, only one?
Yes. But it'll take 30 people. The thing is, it hasn't been sighted yet.
Oh, dear.
Well, what does that mean?
Oh, it's nothing to worry about. We'll just have to wait here. We'll all have to stay on the train, I'm afraid. I know it's as hot as blazes, but I think it's best.
Well, are you expecting trouble from that little gathering over there?
Oh, not to say trouble, but it's much better to have you all in one place, sister.
Well, why, they should look so grim. They're not Japs.
Oh, well, look here. I think you and I should put on our dark glasses and grim expressions and... walk up and down, looking strong and menacing. Well, you know, kind of thing. Well, revolvers at the ready, all that sort of thing.
Look, sorry about it, sisters, but it shouldn't be for very long.
You couldn't help it.
Well, now, we can all settle down for a nice long rest.
Oh, this would be all right. Look, really and truly, I wouldn't mind if it wasn't so hot.
Oi. Through here are some more Australians.
Oh, yes, sir. Here are some more Australia.
What do these two want, would you think?
I don't know, Jeff, but if it's trouble, they'll get it. I'm just in the mood.
Me too, Ioli.
Excuse me.
Well?
Not wishing to disturb you, but wanting to inquire if you would like some food to refresh you.
Oh, blow me down.
So sorry to trouble.
Can I bring rice and meat? Can bring coffee?
Oh, well, please bring whatever you have.
At once. So sorry.
Hey, did you see that? Bowing to us. Oh, this is worth waiting for.
Crawly little horrors.
So sorry. It's a bit late to be sorry.
Everybody's been so polite. I'm glad they're going to feed us, though. You know, it's a long time since our 1 a.m. breakfast.
Say that again.
Oh, never mind, Jeff. Forget about it. You'll feel better after some food.
Oh, I could cry. I'm so mad with myself for leaving my mahjong behind.
Oh, I thought you were mad at the Japs.
Well, to hell with the Japs. They can jump in the lake.
A very good thought. If we could persuade them to all do it at once.
Presently, the Jats came back, bowing and scraping and apologizing, and gave us food and very sweet coffee. In the meantime, Hayden Leonard and Flying Officer Brown walked up and down the platform wearing their dark glasses and grim expressions, and kept the Jap officers running to do this and that. They didn't have time to start anything. The other natives seethed in the background. The boys strolled over to our carriage window every now and then to tell us how things were going.
We've made arrangements for the Japs to get out of one of their large houses and let you stay there if we are to be here for the night.
For the night? Oh. Do you think we will be, Mr. Leonard?
Well, we've had no word about the plane yet, but there's still time.
Look here, chaps. Action stations.
Action what? Stations? Really?
Yes, yeah, she's on her way.
Oh.
30 of these people are to go to the Dutch hospital here, and the other 30 are to leave at once for the aerodrome. The trucks are waiting.
Which 30 stay?
You 24 Australians and 6 of the others will,
Yes?
I think you'd better,
Oh, quick, tell us.
Go, of course. Oh, wonderful.
Beautiful. If the food those nips gave us was all right. I have the oddest feeling in my innards.
Oh, you ought to know better than that. That's excitement, Blanche, not food.
Don't
you think we should get rid of our hats?
Oh, why, Jeff?
The excitement's got Jeff, too.
No.
But they are very odd, to say the least of it. I mean, have a good look at the little arrangement Blanche has perched on her head.
Oh, I like this hat. Yes. Oh, don't make me throw it away. Look, I made it with my own fair hands, and it's only just losing the smell of rather old fish. It's enchanting.
You know, we're getting back our sense of perspective. Look at it. Isn't that funny?
You know, Jeff is right. We look a pretty scrubby lot as it is without adding to it.
Yes, Ioli. I mean, if we only didn't sort of stick out in so many sharp corners, you
well,
know?
There goes my hat. Into the jungle.
Oh, well, if you insist. But you'll never know how I hate to do this.
Speech, Blanche.
Parting is such sweet sorrow. Goodbye, old faithful.
Oh, never mind, Blanche.
I guess you're right.
Girls, look. We're there. That is the aerodrome, isn't it?
Where?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, look out, Singapore. Here we come.
Oh.
Now where do we go?
Oh, here comes that sweet Jap officer that fed us on the train.
If he bows any lower, he'll fall flat on his face.
This way. Please to come this way. There is shade to rest in and chairs.
Oh, too kind.
Well, at least they put us in the shade. I wonder where the plane is.
It can't have arrived yet. That's where it'll land, I should think.
There's not a thing in the sky. Not even a cloud.
Here to sit. Please to sit here. There are chairs.
I won't bother with the chair. I'm going to spread my belongings out on the ground and lie down.
Here is to sit. Please sit here.
Oh, for goodness sake, stand up on your feet and get out of the way.
I wonder what the time is. I'll ask Jess. Her watch still works. Shorty, ask Jess the time.
Ask Jess the time, my oldie. Ask Jess the time, Val.
I wonder where Mr. Leonard is. Trying to find out where our plane is, I suppose.
I wish I could go to sleep.
Look at Viv. She's out like a light.
3 o'clock. Oh, 3 o'clock.
Blanche, 3 o'clock.
What is?
The time.
Oh, thanks, Shorty.
If they don't come soon, we'll have to stay the night anyway. It'll be too dark.
Listen. What?
Listen, that's it. Can you hear it?
Yes. Yes, it's the hum of a plane.
Where is it? Can you see it?
I don't know where to look. Which way would she come in?
From over there. Unless the wind...
No. Relax, girls.
Relax?
Why, Shorty, what is it?
Look over there. It's an old Jap truck reversing right over there.
Oh. Wouldn't you know the Japs would do something like that to raise our hopes?
The poor Nips. We blame them for everything.
We went back to our chairs once more. The time seemed to go so slowly. We didn't talk much. We were frightened we wouldn't hear the sound of engines. At 4 o'clock I thought I heard something, but half believed it was my imagination. I wanted to hear that plane so badly. That's it. It's really it, I think.
Another train.
No, listen.
It is. Look over there. She's coming over the hills.
Oh, where, Shorty?
Over that way. Oh, isn't she beautiful?
Oh, thank God.
Oh, look at her. Isn't she
beautiful? Just look at her.
So shiny.
Oh, there's of it.
Oh, dear, but...
Watch her land.
Oh, the lovely thing.
Isn't it quiet? Look, the door's opening. On the side of her, there's someone. Two people. Look out, good old Army Gray.
They're coming over. Let's go and meet them.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
My legs.
Mine too, they won't carry me.
We'd better just stand still. Don't anyone keel over.
Jeff, do you see who it is? The first one, it's Matron Sage.
Hello.
Hello, girls.
Oh.
We felt forlorn standing there in our battered old uniforms, unable to walk or speak. Matron Sage's chin quivered when she saw us standing in a rather shaky line. Then she held out her hands to us, and we felt that we were safe at last.
Listen again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banbard for Australasian Radio Productions.